My name is Stephen, and I was walking up the laneway going towards my apartment, and I looked up and I seen a black diamond-shaped craft that was just sitting in the sky. There was no sound, and it wasn't moving. It was just sitting there, and it was a distinguishable shape. It was a dark, metallic black diamond. There were no lights. It was a semi-cloudy day. It was motionless, like I said, and it couldn't have been a plane, it couldn't have been a helicopter, because there was absolutely no sound whatsoever. There was no noise. There was no erratic movement of it. It was just sitting there, and that was it. And I looked at it for about, as I was walking up the hill, I had to stop to look at it because I couldn't believe what I was seeing, but I looked at it for about 5 minutes, and then it just, the clouds got in the way, and it vanished. That was it. It was just gone. And I know that there's been a lot of UFO sightings over Sudbury, and especially with the Sudbury Neutrino Observatory coming into play there, and it's mind-boggling, because these things are real, and they know we know that they're here. And it's not a question of do they exist anymore, but when are they going to contact us? That's the question, because that's the way I feel about it. But I seen something in 1980 that I'll never forget. I know what it feels like to have time stop. Right? When time stops, you realize that something something incredible is happening. And my father, my grandfather, my two aunts and my two uncles and myself, there were seven of us, we were driving along in a Ford pickup, red Ford pickup. I was sitting in the back of the truck with my two aunts, my two uncles and my grandfather, and my dad were sitting in the front. We were driving along, and my dad pointed to me, and I looked at him, and I said, "What is it?" And I looked out the window, and I saw this great big dome. This great big dome-shaped craft that was just sitting there. And it was too big to be the size of an arena building, because what would an arena be doing out in the middle of nowhere? This is the thing. And there was no traffic. There was no traffic coming our way. There was no traffic behind us. And I couldn't believe it. I picked up my binoculars. I looked at it. But rather than looking at it through the binoculars, I had to look at it with my eyes, because I was so intrigued by it. It was so captivating. It was so unbelievable. I couldn't believe what was happening. Time had literally stopped, froze. There was no sound. There was nothing. We were just driving. And we were spellbound. We were caught. We were absolutely struck, awestruck at this. It was monstrous. It was a huge dome. It was shining, metallic dome. Great big thing, just shining under the sun, right above the roof, right above the rooftop, the treetop level. And we pulled over. We got out. I was about, this is 1980, and this is 98 now, so that was 18 years ago. 18 off of 35, I'm 35, so 18 off of 35 is 17 years. We got out. I remember getting out of the truck. We looked up. We couldn't see anything. We were at the foot of the hill where we seen it. It was huge. We got out. My dad got out. My grandfather got out. My two aunts stayed in the truck. My uncle got out. One of my uncles got out. The other one just sat in there. He was kind of nervous and scared. He didn't know what he was seeing. I ran across the highway, and I was going to go run up the hill, but my dad called me back and told me to get in the truck. So I did what he told me, and I wished I hadn't of now, because I would have loved to have seen this really close up. But that's the way I feel now about it. Of course I didn't know back then, because I wasn't that well educated on it. But we got back in the truck and we drove home. And as soon as we got home, my dad says, Marilyn, you're not going to believe this. We saw something that you wouldn't believe we saw, you know. And she says, what? And he says, we seen a UFO. We seen a flying saucer. And the thing about it is that what is this thing doing? If it was the top, the only thing that could have been was the top of an arena, a magnificent arena, bigger than Sky Dome even. And yet, if this was what it was, it had to be out in the middle of nowhere, because there were no houses anywhere. It was just like we'd walked into a whole, like we were driving along into a whole dimension of time, a whole new dimension of time. That's what it would have had to have been if this thing wasn't what we thought it was. It would have had to have been a whole, but the whole background of it, everything, the whole sighting itself would have had to have been foiled. It would have had to have been nothing but an arena roof. But I know what I saw that day. I know what my dad says. He says that we can drive out there and I'll show you what it is. But I've called his bluff, and I've thought about it, and I know that he's just trying to fool me, because he doesn't want me to know the truth. I know what I saw, and that's it.